Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Hag Sameach. Happy Feast Festival, the Hag Orim, Feast of Light, Sameach. Happy, happy, happy Hanukkah, Sameach. Rastafari, Maccabees, Fighting Isle of Days, the Maccabees Struggle, Ultimate Battle, Fight for Freeness of Ionized Spirituality, Hanukkah.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
And joyful shout, lift up an eye voice like the trumpet, yeah, the shofar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Faith right here, 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 spiritually. War.
Greetings in the name of your majesty, O Most High Jah, Rastafari. What's the meaning of life? Are we living just to die? Salvation and righteousness, you got to stay true. Stick to spirituality like crazy glue. Love of the Father is so true. Living the script, await the shift. Ancient hieroglyphs, ancient metaphysics, secret geometry, the Bible that's reality. Too much name for just one deity. Open up the third eye, purify the mind. Back to the source, Father of light, without reproach, truth and light, my life by the most. Who are we? What will we be? Who will we become? Humble myself, let his will be done. No rest for the wicked under the sun. Fire make it burn, blood make it run. Give thanks to the Father, give thanks to the Son. Thanks to the Spirit, empty my cup, let the Father pull it. Immortality, where righteousness leads. Immortality, where righteousness leads. People wanna shine, but they don't wanna bleed. So yo, it's crazy how things going, you know what I mean, in the world. People nowadays, you know, it can be confusing sometimes, but you have to understand and focus. Focus on the spiritual thing. Discern material things, cause material thing is vanity, and it ain't gonna get you nowhere, but still here, trying to gain more, and be, feel more fulfilled. The more you get, the more you want, because the only thing that can satisfy each and every one in the world.
Physical war, spiritual matter. Physical war, spiritual matter. Quote of many colors, no doubt, no fear. Spiritual war, fear. Keeping of the covenant, light chaser. World flesh devil, that's a real time waster. Negative vibe, bring me down when me high. Try to keep me down, but determined to fly. Wicked I go perish, but the righteous never die. I speak from the heaven, 777 when me stepping. Thank Jack for the blessing. Prepare my soul for the sanctuary. Regain identity plus memory. Remember the mission where the Father sent me. Never disappoint me. Always here to help me. Show me and guide me. Take lead, take control. Treading the road up straight and narrow. There are safari warrior, no afraid of a shadow. Spiritually, physically up. Jaja children look but don't touch.
catch Tupac in a Vegas. Lord boy, same thing to Malcolm and the Marcus. Yeah, 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 yaga, yaga, yeah, yeah, still. Put a kiss sign the death bill. Born man still a kill and a kill. Blood a feel long in a Brazil. Blue pill, I'm a tail pill man just not chill. Yeah, still war, raga, raga, war.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
J-Pad the Juggernaut. J-Pad the Juggernaut.
Me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. Use a spoon, go kill the class. Pills you fill them with so fast. Skills you give no really last. Tell the people about a cross. Who love you take the picture off. Open scripture, read the Psalms. Jesse, David, Solomon. You get the lecture, Babylon. For the herb, no murder one. Like herbs or even serbs of Amstelati. I words, I keep me strong. All the words to he belong. Not to the grow to me belong. Africa road, me need me land. No sell, no sold, no please, no job. Seven the gold, the covenant. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun, no shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb man dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. Dev no know Jerusalem. Not even afraid of Boko Haram. Ganja fill my Okaram. Vatican a dirty one. Cause in a me dream me reach a star. Nothing for teach so preach a guan. Sit down in a me beach afar. The water deep, the beat a fart. Caporeal release was fast. Tutorials me teach a class. Seven a task a each a part. Socrates not even task. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John the Crease and Easter Ban. How you eat the Easter bun. Around the feet and beast a come. And in a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a hold a chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months to weeks the heat a bun. Sun release a piece a gun. No drum no creep around for fun. Looking around a purge a some. Youths a town a splurge a rum. drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil good belong. Rasta reason out a plan and ganja season. Pounds and grand police. Wa beat the youth for one. Wap on streets, smoke my scran. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead in a walk. Something so cool, this sky in a talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead in a walk. Something so cool, this sky in a talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Counterpart.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers.
No mercy, for mercy rejoices against judgment. In secret ridicule, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You came of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel, the Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah, and if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers, who are reaped down for field, which is of you kept back by fraud, quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new covenant, here I am, Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel. 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God. 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 God.
Adonai Elohenu. 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 Elohenu.
Is one Lord. 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad. 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, for 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 God. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
My advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
No weapon that is formed shall prosper, Jamali.
Hey, I see them come up against the chosen. Hey, I don't see nothing but wolves in sheep clothing. Let me tell them, therefore we shall be no weapon, cause we no fear evil. A wicked man, lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Jamagidian. So we all in Jamaica strong to bless them today to see another one. Hey, when you don't know the repercussions and you just keep on doing wrong. Every day when Jackson comes, you're not aware of the reciprocal. Who's gonna save you from crushing on a Babylon one when it falls? The better you give is the best you receive. Don't accept the fear.
lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at this Armageddon. So we hold it, Jamaica with strong. Blessing up today.
Yes, for that Hanukkah, Hanok, and Hanak, and also Enoch, Hanok, Hanukkah. It's interesting, the word actually means like to kind of initiate, to learn, but it also has a sense of like initiation on a level from the Hebrew. But the Hanukkah time, yeah, we've been developing our own traditions that reflect the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and many of the Yehudi are what one might call the Judaic holidays or holy days, and also other areas, because we have also our own tribe, our own tradition as well, you know, the Beit Yisrael on one hand, and then even many things within the Orthodox or the Tewahedo Church, as the Archbishop Yitzhak said, he said, his book, Ethiopian, he says, Tewahedo Church, and integrally African. In other words, to say, you know, black within the legal fiction of the term, quote, African. Right? But we have to get to the anciency of the term Ethiopia and Ethiopian and the Tobia. It's interesting in the Hebrew, the Etiva. You know, and Tob meaning good, Etiva, like I will make good, like making good. I'll make something good, Etiva. And then also the phrase Toba, the Toba Erza. What is the Erza? The Eretz, like the Aretz, is one form of land or word. That's the root word, land, Aretz. And then you have the Eretz. So when it says the Tova, the good land, that good land. And this is one thing that we can testify of Tovia or Ethiopia. Right? So when we say Tovia is referring to its the indigenous or the ancient name. And then we have, after the coin of the Greeks, you know, we have the Ethiopia, you know, the burnt faces. You know, so the burnt faces is based on an outer view, others looking at us or looking at the Ethiopians and saying, okay, this is describing that word sound that they heard. So even the tradition of Tobias, you know, Tobia, king named Tobia, these traditions and documents, this is documented, but even without the document of what they call legends or traditions, because some might try to dismiss that, be dismissive of, okay, we get into the Afro-Shemitic, the roots of it, and even the, you know, the Hebrew, which is also Afro-Shemitic, Hamo-Shemitic, and we find the root right there, you know, and other proofs. But for the Hanukkah, during the Hanukkah time, the Maccabees is so perfect to put this now in the proper order, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the time of Maccabees, or Hanukkah is connected with Maccabees. And Maccabees is known as the Fighting Eilidei's Holidays. So the whole history of Maccabees. From Rastafari, we have the Maccabee Bible. So many, no doubt, have heard, you know, from, say, like the first proclaimers of Rastafari, the Maccabees and the Maccabee Bible, given to black men, right? And now it's in the context of one like Sam Brown, who also stated some of the first principles of Rastafari from its, you could say, the groundation, inception, as that light shines from the east to the west from Ethiopia and the true roots of Rastafari. This man was born there, Psalm 87, verse 4, and the prophecy of HaMashiach, Yeshua, of Christos Jesus, the light shining from the east to the west, like the lightning, right? So now we have the Caribbean, the Caribbean, Caribbean, the trans-Ethiopian, Ethiopic ocean, right? So we have the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic ocean. We have the prophecy, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, into what this new, or this, this Egypt, right? This Egypt, like something, a spiritual Egypt, and linking that with like Revelation. The city which spiritually is Sodom, right? Sodom and Egypt. And so the Psalm 87 kind of pointing out that will make mention of Rahab. What is Rahab? Rahab, as we mentioned, is a Hebrew epitaph. The Hebrew epitaph. It's like a tombstone. It's the Hebrew tombstone for Mitraim, for Gibbets, for Egypt. And basically Rahab means the boaster, right? The boaster, the arrogant, like a boaster. Right? Even today in these latter days in time with Ethiopia and the grand, you know, Renaissance dam that they're seeking to build, you know, for the Horn of Africa, for the whole, you could say, the continent of Ethiopia now called, according to legal fiction, Africa, you know, and especially those countries who share that source, the source of the Nile waters. Very good question, I think, Tobiah had asked, you know, concerning, you know, like how far, like south, when we look at it between the rivers in Genesis chapter 15. Right? Is it Genesis chapter 15? Yeah, chapter 15, I think it's verse 18, if we're correct right there. Genesis chapter 15. And see, Genesis chapter 15 is concerning that land that was promised to that seed of Abraham. Now remember, this is before Moshe's, we say, Torah, or before Moses' law. In other words, the law of Moses, which became a conditional, right, for Israel, that law of Moses. Right? But now in the Brit Chadasha, as Hawari Apollos, as Rav Shaul, as the Apostle Paul, Shaliach, HaShaliach, Shalach, the sent, one sent, the apostles, as they have also mentioned, it reverts, right, to that first word that was promised to Abraham, and not just to his so-called physical seed, you know, his physical seed, but to the spiritual seed, you know, that spiritual seed, right, born again, the first birth from below, from the mother, you know, from below in the depths of the earth, and then born again from above. You must be born again, that regeneration, following the Son of Man in the regeneration, the second coming, the second advent. So just making these connections here and bringing it forward with the Hanukkah. Hanukkah is connected with Hanok or Enoch. So let's get to the etymology. What's the etymology, the Hebrew etymology of Enoch, and also the connection of Hanukkah with HaTorah and even with the relivication. Often it's called the rededication. We have this also in the Book of Numbers, where the princes, the 12 princes, bring forward those offerings. This is part of what's also read. They bring forward those offerings for the relivication of HaMishkan, for the Mishkan. Interesting, within the Psalm 87, where it speaks of the Mishkanot, the Mishkan, so to say, the Mishkanot Ya'ikob, how he loves the Sha'erei, right? The Sha'erei Tzion, the gates of Zion, more than all, Mikol, Mishkanot, Ya'ikob, more than all the places that Ya'ikob Shakan, to dwell, all the places that he dwelt. And to still look over the places, the named places that we have where Ya'ikob dwelt. First, we go to the Torah, to the scripts, and then also consulting with the Little Genesis, or the Ethiopic book of Yobelu, or Metzhafe, Kufale, the book of the Kufale. The Kufale, Ethiopically, is the Parashiot, right? The Parashiot. What's the Parashiot? The Parashiot is like the Torah portions, the Kufale, because as you study Jubilees, you'll see that certain things happen at certain times and seasons as the heavens, the orb, the celestial globe of the heavens is the orb, and it turns around this plane that we know as this earthly plane. The earth is not a planet, as the pseudoscientists have made many Bilai, but it's actually a plane, this earthly plane in celestial heaven. So we see that Kufale divisions, as it can be translated, the Kufal in Amharic is like the Parsha. The Parsha is like the portion. The Parashiot is like the portions, the 12 portions in the seasons and in the time. So in developing our own tried and traditions within the structure, in other words, that means some areas in traditional Judaism, Yehudinet, does not go far enough, maybe from their particular Ashkenazi or Japhethite or Khazarian traditions. They got certain things from those ones who got certain things from those who got certain things from those Israelites. Those Israelites, where did they get their tradition from? From the Israelites, from the 10 northern tribes. After that split, after Solomon, you know, the time of Shlomo, right, where the kingdom split, and then you had the 10 tribes, Jeroboam up in the north, and the 10 tribes went into captivity for Syria, and then other peoples was brought in. This is where we get the Samaritan tradition, you know, bringing it to the New Testament time. So where the book of Maccabees, and now another note about Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible. What is the Maccabee Bible? What is the Maccabee Bible? Some see that the Holy Pivy, and also in the reprint we have, I think it's the three or four of the books, these are the first books of Rastafari, the first books that were published in the proclamation of Christ in the second advent of Rastafari. So we have those in one particular volume. But now if we look into the Ethiopic tradition according to the royal order, we have the additional books that are known in the West as Apocrypha. Apocrypha means hidden. Books that were taken out of the Western Gentile Bibles, but some of them were there early on, like in the 1611 King James Version of the Bible had those additional books that later on, in additional reprints through the centuries, they took certain books out of the Bible. There were certain books that were not even published from them times. Now, this is a very necessary area of study, but here in the seasons, we can zoom in on certain aspects. So a couple of books to zoom in on this particular season connecting with the Hanukkah. And with I and I, we say tried and traditions according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews is the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, right? Lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. Some of those books we know have their origin, right, at least within this latter day tradition from Ethiopic documents, such as the book of Adam and Eve. And the book of Adam and Eve and the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, is not the complete translation of the Ethiopic documents. We have that. It's called the Gadla Adam, G-A-D-L-A, Adam, the Gadla Adam, or the, some say the contendings, the conflict of Adam and Eve against Satan, but commonly called the Gadla Adam, the book of Adam and Eve. I think that only has two or three of the four or five books. I think only half the story is there, but even more of the story is there than one can find elsewhere. And all of these documents, here's an interesting thing. People, latter-day Western whitewashed Gentile scholars, they argue whether, you know, like, oh, this is not inspired, or this is inspired, and you have different ones out there, and some of y'all might have come across that, or will come across some of that. The majority of these documents were known, right, were known to the early churches. And these are the churches before the Western whitewashed tradition, you could say, rose its ugly head and its whitewashed face, right, to disgrace of true Christianity, black Christianity, because there's this common belief that all of Christianity is this whitewashed thing, but this is contrary to the evidence, the facts and evidence. So getting to these particular works like Maccabees and finding works like the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, which has certain documents all in one place that we often refer to at different times and eras and seasons. One of them is this particular season right here, the season of Hanukkah, right? Usually in the ninth Hebrew moon, the time that's known in the Gregorian as December. Interesting, the 12th, they call it the 12th, but actually the ninth Hebrew moon, the darkest, getting to the darkest part of the Shana, the repetition, the Shana, right, as the heavens turn. So right here we have the feast, the festival of light, the feast, the festival of illumination, Hanukkah, coming from HaTorah, the sense of it, the Hanukkah is the livication, is the renewing. Right, in that sense, it has a sense of renewing, but it's also an initiation time when we get to the etymology of the word sound, Hanak, Hanak. We have a name early on in Genesis, of course, with Hanok, but there's two Enochs. There's two Enochs, yes. And this is interesting because there's two Enochs and Maccabees, Maka, like a hammer, like Medosha in the Amharic, like a Maka, like a type of a hammer, right? And coming from the name of that particular patriarch of that family and how that connects with also the order of Melchizedek in one sense, you know, where the Melchizedek ideas of the Melchizedekian, we could say, age and dispensation come forward very strongly. And many of the Yehudi or Jewish traditions that we have in the New Testament, like this is the origin of the Pharisees, interesting, and the Hasidim. Well, the Hasidim is, of course, much older. When we study Hebraically, we have even Jacob in his prayer in, I think, the 8th Torah portion reading and feeding, says that he is not worthy of all the Hasidim, of all the mercies, the Hasidim, when that's Hasidim, right? The mercies, the Hasidim, those who have received favor, undeserved merit. So this New Testament sense of grace, right? The Brit Chadasha, Brit Covenant Chadasha, renewed. This renewed covenant sense of grace in HaMoshiach Yeshua already has its, you could say, its first type and its groundation, the context. So the Messiah said that in the Torah, right, in the prophets and in the Psalms of David, you search these scriptures and these are all which testify of him, right, and testify of the Father and the Son, the Ab and the Bain. The key is the Ruach, the Spirit, the Iron, HaKadosh, the Holy Set Apart Iron. So we have Maccabees. But there's two Maccabees. Similar to two Enochs, there's the Enoch, this is interesting, the Enoch of Cain's line. Remember the Cain, the murderer, the first murderer, the one who started fratricide, you know, brotherly, we could say violence or brotherly killing. Frat is brother, frater, I think in the Latin, and side means to kill, right, slaying of brother. He fled to this land called Nod or Nod, right? He fled to this land called Nod or Nod, and there he built a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. He named it after his son Enoch. But then we have the real, we say the true Enoch, or the Enoch of the B'nai Set, or Seth, right, of the Seth line of the true, we could say the true Adam. So even here, man, now we get the idea of the two truths. We get Adam, Aleph Dam, and then we get these two different lineages. And both lineages has someone named Enoch, right? But now when we talk about the book of Enoch, or the Ethiopic book of Enoch, the Metzafeh Henoch, we have this link from the true line. But then we also have what they call Enochian magic. Some might have heard about this, and different angel or allegedly reported to be angel ciphers, language, so forth and so on. So this is another tradition. So if you just go and generally search on Enoch or even drop magic or Book of Enoch, and you'll find a lot of this. There's two particular traditions out there. With Maccabees, there's two particular books of Maccabees. There is the popular one within the Western Gentile tradition. And we're not claiming this particular document, but then we have the Ethiopic tradition as well, right? And it's interesting when we start to study both of these traditions, and also in the lost books of the Bible, the forgotten books of Eden, we also have documents related to the Maccabees. I think this is called, what is it, the fourth book? It's the fourth book of Maccabees, right? The fourth book. So even a study of Maccabees is very interesting, is very rewarding, right, as we collect these documents and start to look at them and put them into their respective and respective order. But for the Hanukkah, it is the fourth book of Maccabees. The fourth book of Maccabees, one chapter, I think we have, how many chapters do we have here? We had done this in a few traditions already, a few tribes already. Very rewarding, right? A chapter, literally we could say a chapter a day, right? So here we have eight chapters, and we have, you know, these 8 days, they said the oil, that 1 day's worth of oil, of shemen, of zayit, right, lasted for, they say, nine days, right? So there's this tradition, but the 8 chapters here is ideal, a chapter a day during this, the darkest, right, the darkest time naturally of the year, the longer nights, right? This is also known as a season or a time of the Midrash, the Rasha, Midrash, the Dirsana, the studies, time of the studies. We find this in the book of Jubilees. That's during this time in the season, this time in the year. So Jubilees show us why these particular Torah portions are significant in the season and even in the particular order that we of the line of the tribe of Judah, disciples of His Divine Majesty, follow, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So it's good to really compare and contrast. And, of course, there's a lot of information But when we do it within the season, at the particular time and season, we can really take a little more time to zoom in and focus on certain subject matters, like for Hanukkah, for the Maccabees fighting holiday, focusing on certain of the documentation, the information, also the Torah portions with like Yosef and Joseph and with the sons of Yisrael, especially with Yosef and Joseph's story. We also have the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. Once again, that's found in the lost books of the Bible and forgotten books of Eden. So we highly, highly recommend this particular book, not just for this time and season, but also for the upcoming time and season when we're coming up, because it's almost like Joseph and the scriptural story, in a sense, the narrative that we have before us. As we begin off the Torah portion, the reading and feedings in the new Shemesh, new cycle of readings, and we get to this point, we have not gone to, we could say, the bottom of the pit, so to speak, as Joseph was, but we're getting there, right? The darkest time, right? In the Shun, the darkest season of the year. But then as we move forward the Torah portion, reading and feeding, we begin to come up in the preparation, right, for that Exodus corresponding with the April-May season and the beginning of the year where we come into the season again. See, now we are out of season, where usually there's no feast, there's no fast. Hanukkah is not one of the seven appointed days or the Mo'edei Yahweh of Yahweh of Jehovah. It's not in the three times in the year. This is like the fourth season, so to speak. It's like the fourth season, three times in the year. That is in season. We have the high holy days, the three seasons, the seven feasts, the seven festivals. But here, this is a remembrance. This is like relighting or rekindling. This is a time to relight and rekindle the light of the true Emunah. Emunah in the Hebrew, the Emunah is the faith, the persuasion, what one admits as true and as the truth. In the heart, we have the Emnet. So we have like the Emunah, Emunat, the Emunah Tahamoshiach, the Emunah of the Messiah, the Emnet, the Christos Emnet, also that wisdom, right, the faith wisdom, the Pistis Sophia, how that also connects with our Ethiopic and even the true Gnostic documents, as we have the nine saints of Ethiopia, and within much of the liturgical liturgy tradition, we see much reflection of the true Gnosis and the true Gnostic, that point of view. So we also have that with some of the Psalms also in this time of the year, but focusing forward on the Hanukkah and the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden, both for the fourth book of Maccabees, for the Hanukkah season and the eight chapters, because it's elsewhere, the fourth book is numbered differently on different platforms. I think when we was going through that, there was some imagined confusion because other publishers, later publishers after this particular time, because this also connects with the R.H. Charles. Let's just hear about R.H. Charles, God bless, you know, his soul, because he's one of the first best translator, right, of these Ethiopic documents because of the points of reference and also having the Ethiopic scripts as well. R.H. Charles, he gives a commentary on I think all of the Ethiopic scrolls that we have. We have Ethiopic scrolls in this particular thing, in this particular book here, Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, Adam and Eve, those not the full Adam and Eve. We have the fourth book of Maccabees, and we have the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. And so in this Kislev, ninth moon time, the end of the Western Gentile year, the darkest part of the season time, there's many points of reference that goes along with our studies and can give further light and illumination on I and my own tribe, according to the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, We have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, 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 Rastafari, Hanukkah, Sameach, joyful Rastafari, Feast Festival of Lights, Maccabee fighting holidays right here, here, here. So here we're at the fourth day. It's interesting, the alignment here in the season. It lines almost perfectly with Shabuah beginning in this season here, this 2022 Gregorian year, with the first day they call Sunday. Here we're at the Wednesday, the fourth day of the seven, the fourth day of the Shabuah, and also the fourth day of this Maccabees, the fighting holidays known as Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of lights. Speaking about Maccabee revolution. So that's the message. And the Rastaman said, Maccabee Bible, did you know that there was revolution and redemption? So when one-to-one say, oh, we can't get revolution with the Bible, maybe we've been doing it the wrong way. Maybe we need to do it Yahweh. But here, 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 here for the Wednesday, we have the evening psalm, right, appointed for the Wednesday. Also today's daily psalm, Psalm 123. But the evening psalm here appointed for this fourth day. Interesting, interesting. Psalm 94.
Perfect.
And here, here, here. Psalm 94. It's just interesting. It's a zoom in on the theme of Psalm 94 right here, here, here. The midway day, the evening psalm for what's called the Wednesday, the fourth day, Psalm 94. And the theme, you know, a psalm of vengeance. Yes, all vengeance is Yahuwah's, our Father's, and he commits it to his children in due time, due season, recognizing the signs of the times, and give thanks with a heal up to the brothers and the sisters. There's a reason going on. Like, are we in the latter seals right here, here, here? Well, here. Psalm 94 right here, Yabiyu, Jah Vengeance. Yes, I, Rastafari. Hear this. Double eyes. Double eyes.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Maccabees, fourth chapter, coming forward for this day four. But one more tune right here to the theme, reason for the season, Sister Aisha. chapter day, chapter day, but first the fire key offering. Numbers chapter 7 is often read part by part over the 8 days. And we said 9 days in that audible. Let's just explain. It's 8 days, but the 9th day is fully over. So it's like we kind of look at like the fullness, you know what I mean? To give like living space, you know, breathing room. So one of us have to squeeze it in. So basically it's 8 days, but it's how we account time according to scripture, evening and morning, which is 180 degrees opposite. And, you know, I had to heal up my cousin Jacob, you know, James, man, because he actually had a reason with I earlier. And he was talking about that. You know, he's an Israelite, of course, but of course, you know what I mean? Heal up the Giti Gullah, you know, and he brought that out, you know, and I don't recall, you know, directly reason for him. And most of the ones know that we speak about that because time, as it says, that they shall seek to change times and laws. You know, how I've always read it or heard it or even said it many times, you know, slicha, you know, pardon I, you know, my bad right there was as laws and times. But then the spirit peeped by, I said, no, times and laws. And I started to think, why is times before laws? Because, you know, time itself affects all laws. I mean, everything happens in its time. But here, make me ride up right here. So we have the reading right here for day 4. So here at day 4 of Hanukkah, here in the seasons, Numbers chapter 7. Now, Numbers chapter 7, just to give a FYI, Numbers chapter 7 is actually the first, we could say Hanukkah, right? The first Hanukkah is, or Hanukkah, the livication, initiation of the dedication, as one might say. We say the livication of the public altar in the tabernacle, the brazen altar and the gifts by the sons of Israel, the tribes of Israel through their rasses, their nasis, their Rashim and the Nasim, their princes and heads. So we have each of the tribes giving a gift and an offering for the service, for the aboda, for the service, you know, as we are servants, his servants, the service of the altar, right? So that principle there. So when you're reading Numbers chapter 7 and it speaks in the English KJV version as the dedication, that word there comes from the Hanukkah and the Hanak root. In that form there is the Hanukkah, right? The livication, the Hanukkah of the altar. So this is read chapter 7, right? For each of the days, you know, for the days kind of covering the days, you know, so for that, the day before that day and like leading forward to the next day, you know, because of recognition of time. So here we have Numbers chapter 30 verses Numbers chapter 7, verse 30. That's dyslexia. I guess the more and more in Hebrew we're going from, yeah, you know, from reading from right to left to right. But it's good for the mind. You know, it opens us up so we can use more of what the Almighty Father gave us. So Hanukkah chapter 7, right, for this day 4, chapter 7, verse 30 to chapter 7, verse 41. We call this like the offering. Where no longer, as Hosea says, you know, we will get out of the old type, that first type, as we grow in grace, you know? So instead of giving those dead sacrifices, that's what was nailed to the cross, that some get a little confused because not having a Hebrew context, as the Messiah himself says, y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudim. The Yehudim, the Judeans, the Judahites, a.k.a. the Jews. So right here. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So hear this, brothers and sisters, here we are at day 4. Let's just bring up the key right here, just the Shema audible right here, and we'll play it, and also chapter 4 of the fourth book of Maccabees. Shema Yisrael, hear this.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Wise, lush, perfect, blessed, Moriah, Moriah, Moriah.
On the fourth day, Elizur the son of Shedir, prince of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elizur the son of Shedir. On the fifth day, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, 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 son of Zurishaddai.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Here, fourth book of Maccabees.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 4. This so-called age of reason may in this chapter read that the philosophy of reason is 2,000 years old. The story of seven sons and their mother. For the reason of our father Eleazar, like a fine steersman steering the ship of sanctity on the sea of the passions, though buffeted by the threats of the tyrant and swept by the swelling waves of the tortures, never shifted for one moment the helm of sanctity until he sailed into the haven of victory over death. No city besieged with many and cunning engines ever defended itself so well as did the holy man when his sacred soul was attacked with scourge and rack and flame. And he moved them who were laying siege to his soul through his reason that was the shield of sanctity. For our father Eleazar, setting his mind firm as a beetling sea cliff, broke the mad onset of the surges of the passions. O priest, worthy of thy priesthood, thou didst not defile thy holy teeth, nor didst thou defile with unclean meat thy belly that had room only for piety and purity. O confessor of the law, O confessor of the Torah, and philosopher of the divine life, such should those be whose office is to serve the law, to serve the Torah, and defend it with their own blood and honorable sweat in the face of suffering to the death. Thou, O Father, didst fortify our fidelity to the law through thy steadfastness to glory, and having spoken in honor of holiness, thou didst not belie thy speech, and didst confirm the words of divine philosophy by thy deeds. O aged man, that was more forceful than the tortures. O reverend elder, that was tenser strung than the flame. Thou great king over the passions, Eleazar. For as our father Aaron, armed with the censer, ran through the mass congregation against the fiery angel and overcame him, so the sons of Aaron, Eleazar, being consumed by the melting heat of the fire, remained unshaken in his reason. And yet, most wonderful of all, he, being an old man, with the sinews of his body unstrung, and his muscles relaxed, and his nerves weakened, grew a young man again in the spirit of his reason, and with Isaac-like reason turned the hydra-headed torture to impotence. O blessed age, O reverend gray head, O life faithful to the law and perfected by the seal of death, Assure thee then, if an old man despise the torments to death for righteousness' sake, it must be admitted that the inspired reason is able to guide the passions. But some perhaps may answer that not all men are masters of the passions, because not all men have their reason enlightened, but as many as their whole heart make righteousness their first thought, these alone are able to master the weaknesses of the flesh, believing that to Elohim they die not, as our patriarchs Abraham and Isaac and Jacob died not, but that they lived to Elohim. Therefore, there is nothing contradictory in certain persons appearing to be slaves to passion in consequences of the weakness of their reason. For who is there that, being a philosopher, following righteousness, the whole rule of philosophy, and having put his trust in Elohim, and knowing that it is a blessed thing to endure all hardness for the sake of virtue, would not conquer his passions for the sake of righteousness? For the wise and self-controlled man alone is a brave ruler of the passions. Yea, by this means, even young boys, being philosophers by virtue of the reason, which is according to righteousness, have triumphed over yet more grievous tortures. For when the tyrant found himself notably defeated in his first attempt, and impotent to compel an old man to eat unclean meat, then, truly in violent rage, he ordered the guards to bring others of the young men of the Hebrews, if they would eat unclean meat, to release them after eating it. But if they refused, to torture them yet more savagely. And under these orders of the tyrant, seven brethren, together with their aged mother, were brought prisoners before him, all handsome and modest and well-born and generally attractive. And when the tyrant saw them there, standing as if they were a festal choir with their mother in the midst, he took notice of them, and struck by their noble and distinguished bearing, he smiled at them, and calling them nearer said, "O young men, I wish well to each one of you, and admire your beauty, and honor highly so large a band of brothers. So not only do I advise you not to persist in the madness of that old man who has already suffered, but I entreat of you to yield to me and become partakers in my friendship. For as I am able to punish those who disobey my orders, so am I able to advance those who do obey me. Be assured then that you shall be given positions of importance and authority in my service if you will reject the ancestral law of your polity, share in the Hellenic life and walk in a new way, and take some pleasure in your youth. For if you drive me to anger with your disobedience, you will compel me to resort to terrible penalties and put every single one of you to death by torture. Have pity then on yourselves, whom even I, your opponent, pity for your youth and your beauty. Will you not consider with yourself this thing, that if you disobey me, there is nothing before you but death and torments?" With these words, he ordered the instruments of torture to be brought forward in order to persuade them to fear to eat unclean meat. But when the guards had produced wheels and joint dislocators and racks and bone crushers and catapults and cauldrons and braziers and thumb screws and iron claws and wedges and braiding irons, and the tyrant spoke again and said, "You had better feel fear, my lads, and the justice you worship will pardon your unwilling transgression." But they, hearing his persuasions and seeing his dreadful engines, not only showed no fear, but actually arrayed their philosophy in opposition to the tyrant, and by their right reason did obey his tyranny. And yet consider, supposing some amongst them to have been faint-hearted and cowardly, what sort of language would they have used? Would it not have been to this effect? "Alas, miserable creature that we are, and foolish above measure. When the king invites us and appeals to us on terms of kind treatment, shall we not obey him? Why do we encourage ourselves with vain desires and dare a disobedience that is to cost us our lives? Shall we not, O men, my brothers, fear the dread instruments and weigh well his threats of the tortures and abandon these empty vaunts and this fatal bragging? Let us take pity on our youth and have compassion on our mother's age. And let us lay to heart that if we disobey, we shall die. And even the divine justice will have mercy on us if compelled by necessity we yield to the king in fear. Why should we cast away from us this dear life and rob ourselves of this sweet world? Let us not strive against necessity, nor with vain confidence invite our torture. Even the law itself does not willingly condemn us to death. We, being in terror of instruments of torture, why does such contentiousness inflame us, and a fatal obstinacy find favor with us when we might have a peaceful life by obeying the king? But no such words escaped these young men at the prospect of the torture, nor did such thoughts enter into their minds, for they were despisers of the passions and masters over pain.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Vous va comme non? La fin du
monde. Right at the end. No. The genius again. We.
God is in your earth outside. From a friend that said them love me when me know them lie. Me pray for the gutly youth for time me know them cry. Babylon a shooting hunger, them a tell me a lie. Me pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend upon cassava that hard for fry. Nah living on the old days that hard for try. Me rasp my mama eat bacon that hard for buy. So we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. They get the use of money overgone.
Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in a no station. With music a full nation. I eat alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome. Me tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in a them bed. Me tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me attack for the majority. You hear me clearly. We
to all time.
Southside Jungle Firehouse.
Every gully, every place.
South East Gardens, Spanglers.
Overcome, Spanish done.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully.
Clans in one order. Rastafari Mishpacha in one order. Yes, I, Rastafari.
That every house, His Majesty, must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if him have the 12 tribe and him have the Naya Bingi, him have the Ethiopian Orthodox, and him have the RMA, and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Discipleship Radio.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, me say we, I climb in Jacob's ladder, me say we, I climb in Jacob's ladder, me say soldiers of the cross.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
First Kings, chapter 7, verses 40 to 50. That's a ma'aba wawalet nefesa kudus ahadum la. And Haram made the lavers in the shovel in the basins. So Haram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars and the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars. And the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars. And 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of the pomegranates for one network, to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Haram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceedingly many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstand of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers, and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. Amen. Book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 10 to chapter 4, verse 7. Besa ma'aba wawalet ma'pesa kadus ahadun lak. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yahweh Zebaot have sent me to thee. And Yahweh, Buruku, shall inherit Yehuda, his portion, in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh,
before Yahweh. Lefne Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh Buruku, rebuke thee, O Satan, Yetaker Mahun, even Yahweh that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire, the Issat? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, thus saith Yahweh's upper oath, Buruku, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, my bed, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, Sama, 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 hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for there are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Oh, for behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh's upper oath, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And that day, saith Yahweh's upper oath, Uruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a lampstand of all gold, with the bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit manifest, saith Yahweh Zephaniah. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, favor, favor to it. Amen. Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Jah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Thank you.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire. King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Yes, yes, yes. So before we bring forward the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading right here, just the theme right there, Ras Sahar Ahad, for that Ras Ayasin, right here, give thanks, Shalom Chavarim, here, bring forward the sister, sister coming true right here, Desiree with angels, angels, messengers, watching the king.
Thank you. righteous apostle serving the Almighty could rally round that room, rally round the justice cell. Cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice! Now read it!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe, that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Thank you.
No portion of the Our Father prayer in Aramaic right there, Yes, sir. We have today's daily Psalm 123, but first this here by touching boy.
አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ለዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወል ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebesamayat, yitqaddas simuka, timtsa' mengistika, weyikun fiqadeka, bekama besamay kamahu bemidir, sisayene zelele iletene habene yom, hedig leni abesane wegagayene kemene hinneni, nehedig lezi abese lene, إتابعاني إجزيو وستمن سوت على دهانينه مبالغانه ام كله اكوي اسم زي اكا يئت من قست حيل وسبحات العالم عالم امين ام هايك عباتا تشن هوي بسماي متنور سميك ادس من قسته تمتع فقاده بسماين هونج اندهم بمدر تهون يئلت انجلاتشنن ستنزاري بدلاتشنن ميقربلن ان يامي بدلو يقرن دمنل عبتو ورفتنا ناتاقبان ككفو هلو ارنين انجي منغست يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسغانا لزل آلمو آمين
تفيلاها أدون أبينو شب الشمايين يتكاديش شميخا تبوا ملكوتيخا يعيسي رتصونيخا كب الشمايين نعيسي بأرز اتلخم خوكينو تين لانو هايون وسلاخ لانو ات אשמתנו כאשר סלוחים אנחנו לאשר אשמו לנו ועל תביאנו לידי מסע כי אם חלצנו מן הרעה כי לך הממלכה וגברה ותפרת לעולמי עולמיים אמן
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I unto up thee lift I up mine eyes. Lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit BiYerushalayim U'Asatayo Haya. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit, and it was the Chag, the Feast, Chanukah HaBayit. It was the Feast of the Dedication, of the Livication, of the Renewal, Chag Chanukah HaBayit, of HaBayit, of the House. And it was the Feast of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah of the House. Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit BiYerushalayim U'Asatayo Haya. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, the Feast of the Relivication of the House at Jerusalem. Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit BiYerushalayim U'Asatayo Haya. And it was Satayo, it was winter. U'Asatayo Haya. And it was the Feast of Hanukkah, Chanukah HaBayit. And it was at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem, the Chag, Feast of Chanukah HaBayit, the Feast of the Chanukah of the House, the Livication of the House, U'Asatayo Haya, and it was winter. Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit BiYerushalayim U'Asatayo Haya. Vayehi Chag Chanukah HaBayit BiYerushalayim U'Asatayo Haya. 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 Haya.
And here, today's daily psalm, 123, right here, Royal Amharic, right here, goes to verse by verse, 123rd psalm, according to the royal order. Mighty Diamond. Dope.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guide us, 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 guide us,
مزمور متو هيا هولت بك النف متو هيا توس يما ارق مزمور بس ما يمتنور هوي عينو تشين ودان تانسام انه هو يباري او تشينو تشو دقيتو تشاتشو اجندو هونو يباري ايتم عين ودا اما بيتو اجندو هونا اندهو سكيمران درس عينا تشين ودا املاكا تشين ودا اجزياب هيرنو مارن عبيتو مارن نكاتن الجيكت اقبنا لنا يبالت اقبوتشن سدبنا يتبتن يوتشن نكات نفساتشن الجيكت اقبتش
Psalm 123 Unto thee lift I up mine eyes O thou that dwellest in the heaven dwellest in the heaven dwellest in the heaven dwellest in the heaven Unto thee lift I up mine eyes mine eyes mine eyes mine eyes mine eyes O thou that dwellest all that dwells all that dwells all that dwells all Unto thee lift I up mine eyes O thou that dwellest in the heavens Behold as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters And as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease. And with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Gimal Shir Hamalot Elecha Nasati et Einai Hayoshevi Vashbashamayim. הנה כעיני עבדים אל יד אדוניהם, כעיני שפחה אל יד גבירתה, כן עינינו אל אדוני אלוהינו עד שיחוננו. חוננו אדוני חוננו, כי רב שבענו בוז, רבת שבעה לה נפשנו, הלעג השאננים, הבוז לגאיונים.
Chapter 123, 123rd Psalm, Psalm C, XXIII. Shir Hamelot. Aleta. Nasati Eta. Ainai. Haya Yoshabi. Bashamayim. Song of Ascent, Shir Hamelot, Hamelot, to the eye, Alika, Nasati, Nasaiti, Nasaiti, Eta, Ainai, Hayoshavi, Bashamayim, to the eye, I lift up mine eyes, oh, thou, the eye, that art enthroned, that art enthroned in the heavens. Yeah, for the help of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, Yahweh, him of faith. An individual speaks for his people. He begins with a singular pronoun, but from verse 2 he uses the plural. The psalm, the Mizmor, the song of ascent, the Shir Hame'elot. Hame'elot, song of degrees, song of ascent, was composed in a time of trouble. time of trouble, trial, and tribulation, and the faithful look yearningly to Elohim, the true good, the true God, for relief. Quite probably, the historical background is the vicious and malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors, like those Israelites who ain't right, toward the newly returned exiles. Shir ha me'elot talika nasati. Shir ha me'elot talika nasati eta inaya ha yoshavi bashamayim. Hine ke ainei ifadim el yad adonayim ke ainei shifachah el yada gebiyariyataha kein ayaneinu el yahuwah elheinu ada Sheyahanenu Haneni Yahwa Haneni Yahwa Haneni Tirav Saved Kiyat Zavenu Buz Rebat Sava'ah Sava'ah Lach Nafashen Halak Ha-sha-e-nani Habuz Le
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Mazmur 122. Bekenf 123. Yema'reg Mazmur. Besamay yemtnor hoy, aynochen wede anta nessaw. Enho yebaryawoch aynoch wede getochacho ij ndehonu, yebaryaytum ayn wede emmebetwa ij ndehona. እንዲሁ እስኪምረን ድረስ አይናችን ወደ አምላካችን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው። ማረን አቤቱ ማረን፣ ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና። የባለጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Salamta Tainaist Ling, today's daily psalm from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi Karmawi Chayel Salase Moan Besazem Neger Yehuda, Siyume Gziavi Negusa Negez Ethiopia, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Weep not, behold, lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, the Mezmor Meto Haya Sos, Psalm 123. Mezmor Meto Haya Sost, Metohaya Source, 123rd Psalm in the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, the Ethiopic Psalter. And this psalm has a theme, Yetechenek So Selot. Yetechenek So. Yetechenek, one who is stress and straits and anxiety and stressful and strained, you know, downpressive conditions, right? Depression and downpression and anxiety and stress. Yetechenek so. A man, a person, yetechenek so. Selot, selot, a prayer. Yeah, me'arig, mezmor. Yeah, me'arig, me'arig. Ethiopically speaking, we have the equivalent of ha-me'elot, ha-me'elot. The ha-me'elot, ma'alot, ha-me'elot, the aliyah, Ethiopically, arege, and here we have the yem arig, mezmor, psalm of ascent, a psalm of degrees. So here we have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrasting side by side the KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Besama'am, wa'walid, wa'menfes, kedus, hadu, amlak, and jimralin, named the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. We begin. Kuteran, verse 1. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ainochena warante anesahu. To thee I lift I up mine eyes, O thou, the eye that dwellest in the heavens. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ainochena warante anesahu. In the ho, ye baria watch, I know cha would get touch your edge in the honu. Ye baria yitum aina would a emma beta wa edge in the hone. In the who? Is kia merenderes, ainachin would am la kachin, would a egaziave herno. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master. In the hole, here it is. Behold, look here. In the hole, yebariaocha ainoch ore getacho ij in the honu. As the eyes of servants, Yabariawoch Ainoch, look, to the hand of their master, what a getacho itch in the honu, Yabariayutum Ain, what a imabetawa itch in the honu, as the eyes of a maiden, the eyes of a maiden, yebariyayitum ain, to the hand of her mistress, whether in my betwa ij in the hone, yebariyayitum ain, whether in my betwa ij in the hone, indihu is ki merenna dress. Ainachin, wada amlakachin, wada egaziabi herno. So our eyes wait upon egaziabi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our God, our source, until that he have mercy upon us, until he have mercy upon us. Indeed, who is ki merenderes ainachin what am lakachin what exiavi herno? Have mercy upon I and I, Abitu, I Father, his Father, O Father of the house, have mercy, be gracious to us, to I and I, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Maren, Abitu, Maren, Niketina Ijiga, Tega Benalina. Maren abetu maren niketin ejigat egvenalina. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Ye balat egocha sidibina, yet ibitenyo china niket nesachin ejigat egvetch. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Yebalet egocha sidibina, yet ibitenyo china niket, nesachin ijigat egevech. Song of Degrees, ye me ariga mezmur. Besamai, yemitnor hoy, I no chena wada ante, anesahu. Eneho, yebari awoch, I no cho wada getacho ejindonu, yebari ayetum ain, wada emabetua ejindone. Indi, who is ki merenderes, I nachin, wada amla kachin, wada egaziavi herno. Maren habetu maren niketin jigat egvenalina yebalat egochas dibna yet ibitenyo china niket nesachin jigat egabech.
መዝሙር 122 በቅንፍ 123 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። በሰማይ የምትኖር ሆይ አይኖቼን ወደ አንተ አነሳው። እነሆ የባሪያዎች አይኖች ወደ ጌቶቻቸው እጅ እንደሆኑ የባሪያይቱም አይን ወደ እመቤቷ እጅ እንደሆነ እንዲሁ እስኪምረን ድረስ አይናችን ወደ አምላካችን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው። ማረን አቤቱ ማረን ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና የባለ ጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven, Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven, Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, of the proud.
መዝሙር 122 በቅንፍ 123 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። በሰማይ የምትኖር ሆይ አይኖቼን ወደ አንተ አነሳው። እነሆ የባሪያዎች አይኖች ወደ ጌቶቻቸው እጅ እንደሆኑ የባሪያይቱም አይን ወደ እመቤቷ እጅ እንደሆነ እንዲሁ እስኪምረን ድረስ አይናችን ወደ አምላካችን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው። ማረን አቤቱ ማረን
ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና የባለ ጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm is Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Kof, Kof, Kaf, Gimel, or Kuf, Kaf, Gamel, Gimel. Psalm 123, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, Gimel, Shir, Hama'elot, Eleka, Nasati, Eta, Ainai. To the eye, I lift up mine eyes. Elecha, nasati et einai. To thee, the eye, Elecha, I lift up nasati, nasati, Elecha, nasati, mine eyes et einai. Here we have an ascension psalm, a psalm of ascent, a psalm of degrees, a shir. Now shir, a song, is different than mizmor. Mizmor is a chant. Eyes is intonation, mizmor. Here, 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 we have shir, shir, shir ha ma'elot. Song of ascent, ma'elot of the aliyah, pilgrim. Here we have the Pilgrim Psalms, and here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Kof Kaf Gamel, Psalm 123, a hymn of faith, hymn of the Emunah, Emunah, and individual, indivisible, dual speaks for Amo, his people. He begins and I begin with the singular pronoun, but from verse 2 begin using the plural. So an individual, an indivisible dual, beginning off speaking in the singularity, using a singular pronoun, as here in the Aleph, the first verse, Eleka Nasati et Ainai, to the eye. Not unto, not to, but to. Un means not. Undone, unclean, unkind, unthankful, un. So more correctly, whether the KJV or elsewise, it should be to the eye. Not to the eye, but to the eye. Eleka Nasati et Ainai. The Mizmor here, the Shir, the song here, was composed in a time of trouble, an hour of tribulation, and the faithful look yearningly for and to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, El, to the power, El, the source, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, for relief. Some connect this with the historical background, possibly being the malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors towards the newly returned exiles, the newly repatriated exiles. Hear, hymn of faith, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Psalm 123, Psalm 123, Shir Ha-Ma'illot, Aleka Nasati et Ainai, to the eye, I lift up, Ainai, my eyes. You find that there's no part of the body with which David did not praise in the eyes as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no part of the body with which David did not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With his head, Rosho, his Ras, Rosho, he prays, he eyes as Ha'el, the true El, the true God, the true good. As we have in Psalm 23, verse 5, where it reads, Thou, the I, male, hast anointed Moshiach, anointed my head, Roshi, with oil. Dishanta vashemen, Dishanta vashemen, Thou the eye anointest my head with oil. Dishanta ba shemen with shemen, vashemen, dishanta vashemen. With his eyes he prays Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, as in Psalm 25, verse 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Ainai tamid Eliyahua, mine eyes, Ainai, are ever, always, continually, tamid, Ainai tamid Eliyahua, Eliyahua, toward to Jehovah, Ainai tamid Eliyahua, mine eyes are ever toward Jehovah. And hear, to the eye, I lift up mine eyes. Eleka Nasati et Ainai. O thou that art enthroned in the heavens, Hayoshvi Bashamayim. Or as in the KJV, where it reads, to the eye lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens, Eleka nasati et aynai, Hayoshri avashamayim, O thou that dwellest, Hayoshri, who is seated, the one who is seated, Hayoshri Bashamayim, who is seated in Shamayim, in the heavens, Bashamayim. Therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and I am God, according to Yeshaya, according to Isaiah, Esaias. In Isaiah 43:12, it reads, therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, the Atem Adai, saith Jehovah, Noom Yahuwah, and I am God. Vani El, Wahani El, and I am, and I, El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty El, Wahani El. With Atem Edai Noom Yahuwah Wani El. That is, when y'all are my witnesses, Ani El, I am El. And when y'all are not my witnesses, I am not El, I am not God. Similarly, when you say, according to the opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Elecha Nasati Eta Aynai, Hayoshri Bashamai, to the eye I lift up mine eyes, O thou, the eye that art enthroned, that dwellest in the heavens. You are saying, if it were not for me, not for I, thou, the I, wouldest not be enthroned, Vashamayim, in the heavens. And according to the Midrash notes right here, that is to say that if it were not for Israel, if it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of Ha Elohim. That is, if it were not for Yisrael, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the upright of El, the Tsar, the prince, that mighty prince of El. If it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our I and I Elohim, he who be who he be, the one, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. The Lord make his face to shine up on the eye, and be gracious to thee, the eye. Hear. Bamidbar Numbers 6, verse 25. Yair Yahuwah Panayo Leka Vichuneka, Jehovah make his face to shine up on the eye. Yahuwah, Jehovah make his face, Yair Yahuwah Panayo Leka, and be gracious to the eye. V'yachuneka. With the gift of grace, the gift of grace. Likewise, Scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Kof Kaf Gamel, Psalm 123, our eyes look to the Lord our God until He be gracious to us, until He be gracious to I and I. Ken Ainenu Eliyahuwa Eloheinu Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes, Ken Ainenu, so our eyes, Ken Ainenu Eliyahuwa, to He who be who He be, Eloheinu, Ainai Elohim, Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes look to He who be, Ainai Elohim, until He be gracious to I and I. Ad Sheyachanenu. And also, be gracious to us, to I and I. O Lord, be gracious to us, to I and I. For I and I are full sated with contempt. Chanenu, Yahuwah, chanenu. Ki rav, sa've'enu, buz. Be gracious to I and I, chanenu. Adonai, Adonai, be gracious to I, O He who be, who ye be. Chanenu, Yahuwah, chanenu. Be gracious to I and I. Ki rav, for nuf nuf, ki rav. Sa va enu, sa ba enu. Ki rav, sa va enu, buz. For we are full sated with contempt. Ki rav, sa ba enu, buz. Another comment. And be gracious to thee, I. And be gracious to thee, I. To bring thee, I from servitude, even after these here, 400 years. And be gracious to thee, to the I. To bring thee, to bring the eye forth, to bring the eye forward from servitude, from slavery to the kingdoms. As Scripture says, be gracious to us, be gracious to I and I, O Jehovah, be gracious to us, be gracious to I and I. For we are full sated, full satisfied. We are full sated with contempt. Chanenu, Yahuwah, chanenu. Ki rab, sabainu, buz.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Gimal Shir Hamalot. אליך נשאתי את עיני היושבי בשמיים, הנה כעיני עבדים אל יד אדוניהם, כעיני שפחה אל יד גבירתה, כן עינינו אל אדוני אלוהינו עד שיחוננו. חוננו אדוני חוננו, כי רב שבענו בוז, רבת שבעה לה נפשנו, הלעג השאננים, הבוז לגאיונים.
universe endured forever. To him alone who doeth great things, for his mercy endured forever. To him alone who doeth great wonders, for his mercy endured forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endured forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the water, for his mercy endured forever. Whoa. The great light and the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endured forever. To him that made the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endured forever. To him that smite Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endured forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endured forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, he divided the Red Sea and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endured forever. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thanks unto the Lord of Lords, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great things, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which lead the people through the wilderness, for his mercy endured forever. To him which truth my great king, for his mercy endured forever. Whoa. For he's good, and his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great things, for his mercy endureth forever. Whoa.
Of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Oh, I thank you. Shimon, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no.
There's a man, chronics reminding you, asking you kindly to give your thanks and praise. I said in everything, give God your thanks and praise. Just remember. Find your plate, but you still no one gives thanks. You still complaining. You just complaining. Your pot stirring up, but it never enough. You no one gives thanks. You still complaining. You still complaining. And when they ask you how you're doing, your reply is not too bad. I tell you, your life would be greater if you gave thanks for what you have. Everything give God a thanks and praise. Just remember this in everything you do. Wherever you go, bring God along the way. I never stop my sister, no. Keep it moving. Dry your tears, my friend. You're blessed and highly favored. Don't take it for granted. Remember your garbage and next man treasure. Anyway, mountain come my youth, I get your fear. You still say you don't know how tomorrow I go see. Tomorrow is another day. Remember some man that live fast, man bread a day. So when they ask you how you doing, tell them you're doing great. Oh, and never you complain. From your have blood running through your veins. In every blessing them one by one. So many things are so far I done. Look in your life and tell me what you see. You woke up this morning, it was not my chance. I gave you life, so you must advance. Open your eyes, my friend, and see. And I know just one thing, but in everything it's that a chance and praise. Just remember this in everything you do.
when I need it. Your contributions. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions. Thank you for whatever you have done. Thank you for whatever you have done. Thank you for whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you, my brethren.
What a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Hey, yo, what a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who not like their rich life. Alright, them a work be the antichrist. Them want blood be drink, them want flesh be slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. You say, yo, what a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer. You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. The blood Christ.
Thank you.
gonna be survived. Give just extra life, oh, through the days and the night. Give just extra life, yeah, for all that is right. Give just extra life, oh, I see them all kind of high. I know I cannot thank you enough for all the wonderful things manifest below and above. Still we need to blow it like us. Who just bless no man curse. It's just who quench I thirst and brightly I shall have little birth. And his grace is for all he has done. Yes, he's our source of everything. Give just for life, oh, with just a survive. Give just for life, oh, oh, oh.
Mitzvah meskin, Tawari Yahweh. Give thanks to Ross. Batch right there for the giving of thanks. Give thanks to life. Habarim, Habarim. Hug. Orim. Feast of light. Keep the light lit. Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom. Shua Shalom.